Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, back at it. Had a big night last night. It was a late night, too. Eddie and I have a band called The Raging Idiots. We put out a comedy record, did pretty well. Put out a kids record, did pretty well. And then we still play on a big charity show last night. Luke Bryan showed up. Lady Antebellum showed up. We'll catch up later. But let me say good morning, studio!
Morning!
Do you ever get so irritated with your husband that the sound of his voice makes you go, ugh, just hearing him talk?
No.
No.
I mean, I get irritated, but the sound of his voice doesn't bother me.
Like when he talks, you're like, I can't even hear your voice right now.
No, because he doesn't talk that much. If anything, it's the opposite.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah,
you do talk a lot.
He probably gets so annoyed with me that he can't hear me talk anymore.
There's a woman in China who left doctors baffled because she could not hear the sound of a man's voice, only a woman's voice. Have you seen this story?
No.
Like the guy's registers are too low, she doesn't hear them.
Whoa.
So according to the Daily Mail, she made the discovery after she woke up one morning and all she could see was her boyfriend's mouth moving and couldn't hear his voice. She recalled feeling nauseous the night before. She had ringing in her ears. She went to the hospitals. The hospital doctor said, okay, let's try to diagnose these symptoms. An ENT specialist eventually determined she had reverse slop hearing loss, which prevents her from hearing all deeper sounds. So
if her boyfriend wants to talk to her, he needs to take it up. Take it up an octave.
I love you.
Hi.
Doctor said the stress could have contributed to the condition. They expect her to make a full recovery in like the next few months, but she cannot hear a man's voice.
Wow. That's crazy.
Lunchbox, you ever get so irritated with your wife? She talks, you're like, ugh.
No, my wife's not that annoying. If I do, I just go in the other room and then we don't talk for a couple hours and we're good.
You ever have a fight last over 24 hours?
No. Usually 24 hours is the max.
It normally clears up.
Yeah, it has to.
It's like agony? Like pimples, it just eventually just
sometimes
goes away?
Those stay for a while, but yeah, it's just something about, like, you both just get tired of... You just get exhausted of it, and it's like, do I really want to ruin my day, or is it worth it? And
do you ever think, like, we're probably going to get divorced?
All the time.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't.
No, why? Yes, when you have a fight, you're thinking, man, we're going to get divorced.
Do you wonder, is this it? Is this the one that
is
actually
this the one that,
down?
You know, breaks the camel's back?
You don't think that, Amy?
I mean,
oh, boy.
Sorry. I think, yes, I can see having those thoughts, but I don't, like, I say it out loud.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. 40s and 50s in most places today. Tons of rain out west. Snow along the Rocky Mountains. In other news, food banks are popping up across the country. Chicago, Tampa Bay, Phoenix, to help those affected by the government shutdown, especially TSA workers. So if you need help, don't be afraid to ask. And finally, officials are saying it's not too late to get the flu shot. The flu is spreading across the country. So hit up your local pharmacy today.
We're halfway through January. Let's talk about our New Year's resolutions and if we've kind of hung with them. Lunchbox, you said you had one. How's it going?
Yeah, my car is a lot cleaner than it used to be. It's not 100% there yet, but it's baby steps. I don't have as much stuff. There's some stuff in the front seat. Back seat is clean, so I can put the baby in and out, no problem.
Why don't you just clean it all the way out and then try to keep it clean?
I'm trying, but every once in a while I have bottles, like Gatorade bottles, that I throw on the front floorboard, and I don't clean them out the day that I'm supposed to, so they pile up. And it gets a little messy up in the front seat.
And your resolution was?
To keep my car clean and to listen to more music to learn about artists.
And have you done that?
Yeah, I've been like, if you guys mention an artist, I'll go home and look them up and I'll play their album.
Who have you listened to so far?
Mitchell Timpani.
Yeah, okay.
And then last week you guys mentioned some guy named Charlie Puth for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie and I, off mic, it was during a break, he does this thing where he can sing different keys.
Like without knowing
that. Well, he'll go like, all right, A sharp. He didn't nail it.
Wow.
Like, F.
Yeah. That's rare. That's hard to do.
So you listen to Charlie Puth, huh?
Yeah, I listened to one of his albums.
A whole album?
Yeah, I just put it on and let it go.
You like him?
I guess fine.
Do you like this song? Here we go. Do you like Attention? Here you go.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Charlie Puth. Attention.
Do you know this?
I don't remember this. I mean, they all sound like this.
Run around, throwing that dirt
on
my name.
The one that was big on that album was I'm One Call Away.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring Charlie Puth. One Call Away.
I'm only one.
That's it.
Call away.
And then he says somebody's better than Superman.
Yeah.
I was like, he lost all credibility.
The day. Superman got nothing.
then on me.
Yeah, it's jam, dude.
I'm only one call away.
Yo, it's Wiz. Yo, check. See, here I come. I used to do this thing. Good. Let me know who your next artist is.
Yeah. Well, the other album I listened to was the Kacey Musgraves, the new one that's not really new anymore that she got nominated for the Grammy.
Golden Hour?
Yep.
Yeah.
My wife really liked that one.
Yeah, it's great, huh?
iHeartRadio, Music You Should Know, featuring Kacey Musgraves, High Horse.
Yeah, it's jam. My favorite album last year. Eddie, your resolution was to
get out of debt.
Have you paid off anything?
So, yes. So, I won my fantasy football league, which was $250 purse. And guess what? I didn't keep any of it. Went straight to credit card company.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, I said all extra money is going to go straight to credit card company. We're on the road to debt-free.
Good.
What about your resolutions?
Well, so I've tried, not so much a resolution, just to be better at a couple things. One, I'm trying to like more people's Instagram photos. I never like anybody's photos. I just look at them. I just take it in and don't give back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be more of an Instagram giver.
I'm trying to
heart more photos.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then two is I always, whatever I usually tip my Uber Eats driver, I add another dollar.
Oh.
So I try to be a little more gracious. Those are just the two things know that I can affect.
Yeah.
Like short term, complete it. You know what I mean? So you didn't have any, huh?
Well, yeah. I was trying to be more organized with my calendar. and I am. And my husband and I even synced up calendars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that like cycles?
I don't know, but anytime either of us type anything into the calendar, it shows up on the other person's calendar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's really helping because he's helping teach me how to do it.
Morgan, number two, do you have any?
Calendar. No, I wanted to walk my dog at least 15 minutes every day, and I haven't been able to do that because she sprained her ankle, so I already failed.
Wait, dogs have ankles? I know they have bendy joints.
I guess that would be an ankle. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, speaking of walking, I'm still in my step bet challenge.
Yeah.
I haven't been kicked out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So here's the situation. Our video producer, Eddie, you went to dinner last night?
Yeah, I went to dinner, took the family out there, and this almost got into a fight.
What happened?
Well, I was waiting for a table. It was an hour wait for a table, and I was like, all right, well, there's no standing room at the door because it was packed, jam-packed. So I go to the bar, and there's two seats empty, so I sit down, and my wife sits on the other one, and I order a drink, and she orders water, and the kids are sitting kind of in our lap, and the bartender is just like, all right, you going to get another one? And I was like, no, we're just waiting on a table. He's like, well, get up. You can't just sit there and wait for a table at the bar. Like, there's clients here. And I was like, that's what a restaurant bar is for. I'm like, I'm not moving. And he's like, he looked at me like, you're not moving? And I was like, no, I'm not moving. I'm staying here till my table's ready.
So what's your question?
Like, isn't that what a restaurant bar is for? To sit and wait for your table?
Amy.
I mean, you did order a drink, right?
Yeah.
Were you still drinking the drink?
Yes. And he gave me 10 minutes for me to drink my drink.
One drink.
One
and
drink.
And your wife had no drink.
No, she had water.
And she was sitting
and
at the bar.
And you had the kids up there?
And we had our kids there, sitting there. And it was packed. Even the bar was packed. So gosh. I'm sure he wanted to make room for more of his clientele, but I'm like, I'm part of your clientele. So I said, I'm not moving. I'm waiting for my table right here. And he looked at me like, ooh, I want to tell this guy to move. But then I can tell he realized the customer is always right.
I'd be so embarrassed if I was Eddie's wife.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I'd be like, oh, okay, let's just finish our drink and let's go wait over here.
Yes.
Because we're not hanging out at the bar. We're not getting a drink. You need to wait in the waiting area.
No seats.
Then you have
anything.
To wait for a spot in the waiting area. Okay, listen, as someone who waited tables, when people just sat at tables and covered tables and just sat and talked forever, they had the right to do that, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't kick them out. But it was very annoying because I made my rent payment and paid my car payment by another table sitting down. So by you holding those spots, you were not allowing him to make money.
I could tell that was the look he was giving me. Like, you're stunning my money growth right now.
Yeah.
Money growth, his bills. So my point is, you did the thing that was, by the rule, okay?
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
But you were kind of like, that's just to be like, I'm the customer, I'm always right, I'm staying here, I'm not moving, I'm going to bring my whole family here.
I didn't even tell him that the customer
was
always right.
I know, but in your head, that was the attitude that you had. You're like, I'm not moving. He's like, can you please move? You're like, I'm not moving.
Yeah, I did say that.
I wouldn't have done it. Because I would have said, oh, if we're not drinking, I'm going to let somebody else come, buy drinks, tip him. But he's doing his job. Those aren't just seats to sit while you're table. That's actually a bar.
Oh.
Again, you can sit there and do whatever you want. They're not going to kick you out.
I believe that you wouldn't even gotten to the point of telling the customer, like, you should probably leave and wait somewhere else.
I wouldn't, but I would hope they'd have moved on. Lunchbox, you don't agree.
No, Eddie was completely in the right. He ordered a drink. He paid for his drink. He has a right to sit at that chair as long as he wants, even if he drinks that drink and it takes him 45 minutes to drink that drink. You can't tell me how fast I need to get up from that chair. And after he said that, guess how much tip he would have got? $0.
Did you tip him?
He didn't tell you. Lunchbox is right. There's no rule that you have to get up and leave.
Exactly.
All I'm saying was if you care for other people... If you're looking out for others, because you'd hope they'd look out for you in the same situation.
I was looking out for my family. I was like, we don't want to stand somewhere in a crowded waiting room, so let's just hang out at the bar.
So because let's penalize this guy.
Yeah. If you get up, someone else is going to sit there and wait for their
correct.
Table.
No, someone else sit down and probably order drinks. And I think about 10 to 15 minutes for your drink is you need to order another drink.
Yeah, and how long was your wait?
An hour.
Where were you eating on a...
It was a hopping place.
And you sat there for an hour?
I sat there for an hour.
And she never had a single drink?
No, had water.
That's zero drinks.
Oh, you know what? And to make it better, I said, can you give us just some chips? That way we're kind of eating at the bar.
Some free chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, when's the last time you ever waited an hour to eat?
That's another question.
Yeah, that's when you walk in and say you're Eddie from the Buy a Bone Show.
No, you don't do that.
No, that's when you just decide to go somewhere else.
Say you're Eddie from the Sore Losers podcast.
Get out of here.
That's funny.
So Amy says no.
Yeah, I'm not. No, that's not how I would want to handle that at all.
I say no. Lunchbox says yes.
Oh, boy.
High five, Eddie.
No, you
don't want to be teamed up with him.
No, I don't.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Jason Aldean announced his Ride All Night tour with special guests Kane Brown and Carly Pearce. Tickets for the 30-city tour go on sale January 25th. Dierks Bentley is working on some TV shows. One has a Hot Country Nights type vibe, and the other is more of a Cheers of Nashville type show. Nothing is set in stone yet, but everything is in the works. Loretta Lynn is receiving an all-star tribute show on April 1st in Nashville. Garth Brooks, George Strait, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Alan Jackson, and more will be performing at the event. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So when you've got two hair salons close to each other, it's like rival business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like competition. You know, my clients, your clients,
beef.
We do the best.
Hair
we do
beef.
The best. Well, one of the salons had to temporarily close its doors after a fire damaged their salon. Mm-hmm. And the rival studio close by, because they had appointments and booking and people expecting to be able to get their hair done, allowed them to use some of their extra spaces and shampoo and cut and color and some of their extra chairs to do hair. I know.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Good.
Yep. I know.
That's what it's all about.
Because
absolutely. And you can take their money too. You'd be like, I know they're closed, but come on over here.
Right. Yeah. Instead, they opened their doors and said, hey, we have some extra slots. You're welcome to them.
That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A 28-year-old woman was getting ready for bed, had a cup of water, spills it in her bed. She's like, well, what am I going to do? She gets the hair dryer, turns it on, puts it underneath the covers with her, and goes to sleep. Catches the mattress on fire.
I didn't know that would happen. I wouldn't have thought that would happen.
I mean...
You were looking like, oh, how dumb is she? But Amy, I wouldn't have thought that a hair dryer would catch a mattress on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've just seen lots of incidences with the hair dryer and like that. It's the back part of the hair dryer that gets real hot. And if like sheets or anything get in that, I could see it sparking something.
Sometimes I fall asleep with my space heater on. Is that bad?
Well, no, because the space heater is intended to give you warmth. If you put your space heater in your bed
over
your cover, then yeah, that might catch on fire.
So
it ended up causing $200,000 worth of damage.
Oh, the whole house, huh?
Yeah, whole house.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, a hair dryer in the bathtub, I get.
Yeah, we've seen stories on that.
Yeah, I don't... Okay, well, there you go. That's a Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come,
Bobby. I got a game for you guys. I'll give you three facts about a country artist. You buzz in with your name. Once you know who it is.
Okay.
Cool.
Got it.
Three facts. Artist number one. Ready? His name is on the welcome sign for Leesburg, Georgia. His middle name is Luther.
Lunchbox.
Eddie.
Luke Bryan.
Correct.
Sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Here's what we'll do. It won't be a speed game. I'll read the clue. If you know it, multiple people can get it. You can say, I'm in.
Okay.
All right, Eddie with 1 point, though. Ready? Three facts about the country artist. His real name is Troil.
Eddie.
Wow.
I mean, I know it.
Go ahead.
Garth Brooks. Yeah.
I thought you just sent me both.
He can't. After a clue, anybody can get it.
Right. And since he got after one clue, we had to get after one clue or we don't get the point.
Amy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what? Amy got mad. Amy's mad at us.
Wow.
All right, ready?
Thanks a lot,
Eddie.
His
real name's Troil?
Yeah.
The other clues were he went to Oklahoma State University on a track scholarship.
Lunchbox.
Okay.
And he had an alter ego named Chris Gaines. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Artist number three. At age 26, she became the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Number two. She graduated as salutatorian of her high school. Number three. She earned college credit for her time on a reality
show. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. What? It's not a...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You guys can all guess now after the third clue.
I'm in.
Wait, Mike, is this game that hard to understand? Can you finish the third one, please?
I got excited.
She earned college credit for her time on a reality TV show.
I'm in.
Okay. Youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry, salutatorian of her high school, college credit, reality show. Amy.
Carrie Underwood.
Lunchbox?
Yes, Carrie Underwood.
Eddie?
Kelly Pickler.
Carrie Underwood. We're back even, right?
Two.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm up two.
All right, ready?
Sorry, I got excited.
Artist number four. At age 22, this artist moved to Nashville and parked cars for a hospital in order to pay the rent. Clue number two. He was a star athlete in college.
Lunchbox is in.
Go ahead.
Sam Hunt.
Lunchbox says Sam Hunt. All right, show me Sam Hunt. Body that's good. My eyes
closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Tied up?
Lunchbox tied with Eddie?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Next one. He went to the same college as Eric Church. He is engaged to his girlfriend of 2 years. Final clue?
Ooh!
He was born and raised in Asheville, North Carolina.
Eddie.
We're all in. Girlfriend of 2 years.
Yeah, he's engaged to his girlfriend of 2 years. Those three, you guys are struggling with how this game works.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, but I got it, though.
I got it. But I see what you're doing, Eddie. The clue was over, so you're excited to say you were
in. Yeah.
But how under three, you don't have to say it.
Carly Pierce been with that.
That guy.
Yeah, we don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, he's got. She's been with him for like a week or something. I don't know.
Engaged for 2 years. What was the other one? Where is he from?
I don't think they've been engaged for 2 years. They've just been together for two years.
Oh my goodness.
Who recently got engaged?
It says that he's been engaged to his girlfriend. Okay, the question's written weird.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's engaged to his girlfriend of 2 years. Not he's engaged, been engaged for 2 years.
I still can't even think of anybody that's engaged.
Go ahead. Amy, time's up for you.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Luke Combs.
Eddie?
Oh.
Luke Combs.
There you go. She got the
best of me. Asheville.
Yeah.
He went to the same college as Eric Church.
That's like his hero.
That's cool.
Okay, here we go. She was born as the fourth of 12 children. She never sleeps in hotels on tour.
Lunchbox.
Okay, Lunchbox is in after the second clue.
Yep.
Eddie, you got to have something here.
Okay.
You're going to come in. Amy? All right.
I'm in.
Eddie, what do you have?
Winona.
Amy, what do you have?
Miranda Lambert.
Lunchbox?
That's my girl, Dolly Parton. Working
Oh, my goodness.
The third one was, she's written over 3,000 songs. 25 of them have been number one in the country chart.
Oh, my
goodness.
Where does
she stay? On her bus?
Yeah.
She said that on this show.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Lunchbox in the lead. All right, one more.
You cannot win this game.
Okay.
Why?
We're not letting him.
Lunchbox in the lead?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. He has 5 tattoos, one of which is a leprechaun with a cowboy hat. It's on his thigh.
What?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Wait, hold on.
Amy!
Amy's in after one clue.
You have this?
Yes!
Okay. Do you got you guys in or no?
I have to guess.
Y'all don't know the leprechaun with a cowboy hat?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm in. I want to know who this is so bad.
I've been so bad at this game.
Lunchbox. I just
wouldn't. Kid Rock.
Eddie?
Eric Church.
Amy?
Tim McGraw.
It's Tim McGraw.
He has a leprechaun with a cowboy tattoo?
The other one is he has 3 daughters, Gracie, Maggie, and Audrey.
I'm no idea how I know that, and but I do.
Yeah, we don't know either. And his first real name is Samuel.
That is so crazy.
But is that it?
That's it.
Amy lost.
What? How did I win after that clutch get?
Lunchbox, you won.
Thank you, Amy.
Look at this guy.
If you could only watch one show the rest of your life, what would that show be?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I know. And I asked this question because over the weekend I finished The Office again. And I've watched it all the way through, probably 7 times. Not every episode, but all the way through. Like just starting it and going all the way through. 9 seasons. It's a lot. And I've probably seen every episode more than that. But I finished again, and I cried on the last episode again. I cry every time that last episode happens.
Wow.
When Jim and Pam get married, I cry. When Michael leaves and goes to Colorado at the airport, and then at the very last episode, I cry every time.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, listen, spoiler alert.
But I'm dabbling in The Office right now. I think I'm on season 2.
Slowly. Did you start at the beginning?
Yeah.
So my show would be The Office. You get one show to watch the rest of your life. What would it be? Amy.
Friends.
Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, Friends was the show that you watched all the time until The Office kind of took its place. Because on Netflix, The Office is like the most watched non-original. Friends is up there too. But yeah, Friends is a good one. Lunchbox?
Seinfeld.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think it's funny and there's enough episodes.
That's the thing, enough
because
episodes.
There's certain shows that are like 4 seasons. That would get old. You need something with longevity and that makes you laugh. Nothing too serious.
Yeah, with The Office, you're talking about 9 seasons and like, 20 episodes a season. It's like 180 episodes. That's crazy.
Yeah. And you've watched it how many times?
All the way from front to back on Netflix, 7 times. But again, that doesn't count when I was a kid. When I was younger, I was watching it. Eddie?
I'm going to have to go Full House. Think about all the life lessons in all of those episodes.
What?
Does Fuller House get lumped in?
No. The original with the OG cast. Bob Saget and Dave
Coulier.
That's
the one show you'd watch all the time?
Yeah, I think so.
Because your kids are with you?
No, just me.
Okay.
Of all the shows, you'd watch Full House.
Okay. Man, I would go Breaking Bad before Full House.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Morgan, number 2, what would you do? You're 25.
It would definitely be One Tree Hill. That's my big one.
I've never seen an episode. What's that about?
Jerry Kramer?
Yeah. Is that like their version, your age groups of like our 90210?
Oh, or Dawson's Creek?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. But none of you guys have seen One Tree Hill?
No. Not really.
So let me get this right. There's a hill and there's a tree.
Only one tree.
One.
It's basically the show that made Chad Michael Murray famous.
Who?
Chad Michael Murray?
Yeah. Oh,
Chad Michael Murray.
Is that the one came out? Sophie Bush or
they
whatever?
They got married.
Sophia Bush?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But Jana Kramer was on it for sure.
You mean
Jana
Kramer?
Is her name Sophia?
What's One Tree Hill about, quickly?
It's basically a bunch of kids in high school and they're going through life and you just get really connected to the characters.
It's your typical.
Teenage like soap opera. Yeah.
Okay. And, The OC. Remember that one?
Raymundo, what's your one show, buddy?
Yeah, give me Everybody Loves Raymond. I'll enjoy it.
Oh, good one.
Great show.
Yes. Because I didn't even. That's one. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, I might need to do that because sometimes it's just good to have that one on.
Raymond Strong.
Oh.
All right, there's your one shows. On the list, they talked 10,000 people. The Office was the number 1. Friends is number 2. Parks and Rec at number 3. Grey's Anatomy at number 4.
Oh. Ooh, I dabble in that.
Because of all the episodes.
Yeah.
And then.
It's still going.
And then Full House.
New Girl at number 5. No, Eddie, Full House didn't make it,
really?
Bro.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
Bunch of haters.
I know.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
I was looking at this article on BuzzFeed. Do you know who Henry Cavill is? The guy from Superman? Really good looking guy?
Oh, yes. Now that you say Superman, yes.
Okay, so apparently he has a lot of chest hair. And the whole article was about how some women love chest hair, some women don't. But I want to bring in, let's bring in the girl group here. We have Amy. Amy, go ahead and introduce yourself and your age.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm 37 years old, married for 12 years, and co-host here with Bobby.
All right. Let's bring in our head of digital, Morgan number 2. Morgan number 2, say hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Now do the thing Amy just did.
Okay. I'm Morgan number 2. I'm 25 years old, and I'm the web girl on the show.
All right. Say a little fun fact about your life.
I'm really excited about... I don't know. I got nothing.
She has nothing. She has nothing.
I really have nothing.
All right. Let's bring in Hillary, our phone screener, who's moving off the phones. Hillary, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Hillary. I just turned 26. I don't know what my fun fact is.
Come on, we got to get better on our fun facts, guys.
You love Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A, yes.
No, and her fun fact is she's only kissed two guys in her life. That's her fun fact.
Yeah, thank you, Lunchbox.
How many dates in your life?
Two.
Wow, but you're on one for one on dates, though. On both of your dates, you got kissed?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
That's pretty good. Okay. Are we ready with this? Let's talk about chest hair on guys. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's a lot. Did you see this picture?
Yeah.
What do you think about that chest hair?
I mean, I could do with a little bit less. Okay, yeah. Less, maybe. Yeah. But I don't want it to be fully no hair.
You don't?
But maybe less hair than that.
Like, what about mine?
You don't have any, do you?
I don't have any.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. Y'all's chests are very different.
Yeah, because he has muscles. Yeah, you can say that. That's okay.
Okay, so, yeah, I could do with a little bit. My husband has just a little bit. I feel like he has a good amount, but that's just me. It's not too much, not too little.
If 0% is me of chest hair and 100% this guy, where do you like your...
I guess I like it. If he's 100%, then I'll like it at
50%. Okay, Morgan, number two. How do you feel about chest hair on men?
I'm like a 25%.
Okay, you like
a little bit, but not too much.
Have you ever met a guy that has a lot of chest hair?
I couldn't really do it.
I wouldn't be. If it was a lot, that would be I don't know. I would just be like...
There's a lot when it's like out of their shirt and you're like, curly. What's happening under there?
So it's like a teddy bear trying to crawl off from underneath the shirt?
Yeah. Yes.
So you like about 25%.
Yes.
Okay, Amy's 50, Morgan number two, 25%. Hillary, what do you like on a guy?
I'm with Morgan number two. I would say about 25%. Not a lot.
So let me just walk you
but
through
But you're
this.
At zero. Nobody has said that
I'm
so
at like
far.
5% because I got little bitty ones. But I also take clippers to the little bit that I have.
Okay.
So if I do have, because I
think. So if you didn't, you would just have like
it grows
a few?
In weird patches, Amy.
Okay.
And I don't do it to have fully clean, but if I let it grow, it's in weird patches.
Yeah.
And I look like I have mange. Like I just have a little bit of hair and it's mangy.
Okay.
So let me, Morgan number two, let me run this by you, okay?
Okay.
You and I, we've been on 10 dates. Okay. And I'm taking my shirt off. We're like watching a TV show for the first time. And I don't have any chest hair on my chest.
It's not a deal breaker. It's more of a deal breaker if you had a lot.
Yeah. Is it gross though that I don't have any?
No. I think that's more common than chest hair typically is, honestly.
So no one's like, because Mike D, who works on the show, he has the crawling out of your shirt chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lunchbox, where are you at in chest hair? I'm probably at 0.
I got a baseball diamond.
Look, that's disgusting.
Hey, what do you think about Lunchbox's chest hair, Morgan number two?
It's a little spotty. He has it on his belly button, and then he has it like on his chest. It's
and
just
only
not
between
consistent.
His nipples.
Yeah, between my that's it.
And up to his neck. It's like a diamond. It's like a triangle.
Yeah.
Like from his neck, the point, down to the nipples, and then back in. Hillary, what do you think about Lunchbox's chest hair?
I'm a little uncomfortable right now. Yes. It's fine. That's a good amount.
Yeah.
Would you
what?
Like
it's a
Hillary,
patchy,
that's more
though.
Than 25%.
No, and it's like a little pillow to put the girl's head right there.
Does your wife like it? And
oh, yeah,
she'll
rub her
it?
Fingers in it.
No.
It.
Have you ever had a guy with a lot of chest hair, Amy?
No. Nope.
Is your husband the guy with the most chest hair?
Yeah. I'm starting to think maybe my boyfriend, when we were like 20... had chest hair. I wonder what it's like now. I don't know.
Well,
he maybe had the most.
Amy likes 50% and she's a little older than the other two girls who like 25%. Maybe we're trending downward. And then like the 10-year-olds of today's generations will then like 0% when they
right.
get older.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Thank you, girl group. Appreciate your commentary.
Because women that are probably 10 or 15 years older than me,
yeah.
they probably like a lot of hair.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, dudes, like, the younger you get, the less conditioned you are to want hair.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You with me?
Yep.
All right. There we have it. Thanks to our girl group. We learned a lot today. There we go.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Wallace Peoples is a crossing guard at an elementary school. He's been doing it for 2 years, making sure your kid gets there safe and sound. And when they leave, he calls all the kids by name. He loves the kids. Well, last month, his car breaks down. He can't get to work, can't afford to fix it. The families of the school come together, make a GoFundMe page, donate enough money, they buy him a new car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they love Wallace so much, they wanted to make sure he was still out there going, boop, boop, come on across. Boop, boop.
That's good.
Yep.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The holiday season is over and it's a brand new year. If you've been thinking about the credit cards you used over the holidays, make this your New Year's resolution. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process. Listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Just a few minutes away from my partner from Dancing with the Stars, Sharna Burgess, being in studio. She was one of our surprise guests last night at the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show, which is my band. And so she's going to come by and hang out in a second. And now let's go over to Amy for the Morning Corny, though.
The Morning Corny.
Why don't birds follow directions?
Why don't birds follow directions?
They just like to wing it.
All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, look who's in the studio. Sharna Burgess, my dancing partner and friend from Dancing with the Stars, is back here with us. She's been here for a bit. We just couldn't say anything because she was a surprise guest on the show last night.
Yeah.
And so she came out and we danced. And I got to say, we went back and, Amy, we practiced. By the way, hello, Sharna.
Hi.
You're like one of us. It's like we just start talking. We practiced on Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night.
We went back over to the studio and practiced a little bit, and it's kind of like, whoosh. Like all those, like for me, all those kind of weird feelings of, oh boy, we're doing this again.
Basically anxiety, just like waves up.
I don't know that it was anxiety. It was
when you
anxiety.
Say you have post-traumatic
stress dance syndrome. Yes.
I love it.
Dancing.
But we went and we danced, and I oddly remembered some of it.
No, you did great. We had about 3 hours set for us to remember these things, and we needed 1 hour. And you remembered everything. You remembered the technique. Your cha-cha check was great. Everything was so good.
No pressure. Then we did it last night, and everybody cheered, and they were surprised to see Sharna.
Sharna went
over to that B-team house, too.
Yes, which was awesome. Yeah. Everybody was so cool and nice, and I felt like I was part of a family.
What was it like after you won the show?
I mean, it was crazy. It was the same as it was for you. There was a whole world of positive and negative, but for the most part, it was just everyone celebrating us and the fact that the win was so surprising but so different for the show and took me 7 years to get there. A lot of my family was crying over in Australia when it happened too. And I just got to go home and celebrate that win.
Like Australia.
Back to Australia and finally celebrate that win with my family and to see how proud they were because they've been on this journey with me after so many years of so close but not quite. And finally getting there, they've adopted you. You haven't met them yet, but you know that you're their adopted son. So,
yeah. Do you think you'll go to Australia to meet your family?
Well,
your adopted family.
Your adopted family.
Yes. Yeah. Eventually. Yes.
Absolutely. You have to.
I would like to go sooner than later, but yes, we will. I mean, listen, it's been a lot. You talk about the positive and the negative, and Sharna and I have talked about this, and even with our show, how if you get any sort of pushback or backlash. As long as you're not being racist or homophobic that way, but if it's just like someone not liking what you do, that's because there are more people exposed to it.
Yeah.
And you don't ever feel really the love. You only feel when people are upset.
Yeah.
And so we were hated on because we weren't your traditional dance team. I definitely wasn't the traditional dancer.
I think as far as wins go over the 27 seasons of Dancing with the Stars, we were obviously the most surprising.
That's right. How about that?
Yes.
Come on.
Even for me, like, come on, starting the season, this was different for me. It was a whole different journey, not realizing that this was what we had. But by, like, a couple of weeks in and me just understanding, you and how much people love you and what you had on that dance floor as a person and a personality. I mean, I get it. I 100% get it. I go back and watch our dances now and geek out, though. You don't? Mm-mm. I do.
I don't. She asked me, and we were dancing, and she was like, have you, like, taken it in? Do you go watch the dances? And I was like, nope.
You need to get to a point where you watch and just go, that was awesome.
But I told you, I look at me and I go, oh, messed that step up. Can't watch it. I'm disgusted with myself.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I am disgusted with myself to watch me mess up something.
Well, I watch it and I'm very proud of you.
Because I just remember how, like, disappointed we both were when I'd really screw up.
I know.
And shoot, Sarna would sit me on the stairs and we'd watch it right afterward. Like a coach.
Yeah. Start fast.
And I would hate myself.
It would be that fast.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. I suck. But
sometimes I was a little too tough because I'd get really tough on him.
I don't think so. I think the process worked itself out in the way it needed to.
Yeah.
I think I needed someone because I did not know how to dance.
Right.
Except for Joe, I was the worst.
Yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, as a dancer, I don't know. I think I still was not the best dancer.
No. But like we've said this so many times, it's not necessarily just the best dancer that wins that show. And it hasn't been historically anyway. It's been the favorite. Mm. And you were the favorite, so.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Well, Sharna Burgess is here. She's going to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you hang?
Yeah.
We're going to New York after the show. We're going to Dancing with the Stars is tonight in Radio City.
So crazy.
I know.
I mean, what's crazy is I get to sit in the audience and watch him do his thing. I won't be up there with him.
I'm just going to be telling jokes and just a little bit of dancing. I wouldn't do full dances without Sharna. I was like, I'm not dancing. Because I had to dance with somebody else and they don't know how I work. Because again,
it's different.
She had to figure me out. I'm like a robot.
So you're telling jokes at Radio City Music
Hall? I'm hosting and doing stand up in the middle of the bits.
That's cool.
So, yeah, okay, we'll come back with Sharna.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Sharna Burgess is here. What's happening with you?
Lots of things. I just got back from Australia and had some time with family, but heading into 2019 is a lot of really exciting stuff. Some is a little secret right now, I can't tell, but what has been incredible is my workout series. People have been loving it, and I've been hearing so much feedback on social media the last, few weeks, actually, since everyone's starting that whole new year, new me. And I think some of my favorite stories are like the mums and daughters that get together and work out in their living room and have this bonding experience with these dance cardio workouts. It's insane. It's so much more than I think I ever thought it was going to be, and it makes me really excited for where we're going to take it in 2019.
Amy, have you done any of these dance cardio workouts?
I haven't, but I need to.
Oh, like, we should do it together.
Okay.
Boy.
I would love that.
How do people find your dance workouts?
They can find it at my shop. It's shop.sharnaburgess.com. And there is about 5 different workouts up there right now. We have one inspired by The Jive, one of your favorite dancers. We have a cha-cha. There's a paso doble up there and a general dance cardio. And we're also having a 20-minute dance Tabata coming out really soon. And it's a full-on 20-minute workout that's just so much fun. It kicked my butt, that's for sure.
Okay, I want to do that.
You want to do? I don't even know what Tabata is. Is that what you go down this snow hill in?
No, it's like a way you count your intervals. No. Like you, it's high heart rate for 20 seconds, 10 second rest.
Yes. It's only 20 minutes, but because you have this pattern of timing, it just goes so quick. I feel like you do a minute on and 30 off, or 20 on and 10 off, or it changes throughout it. But it's a series of different moves. It's a little more hip hop inspired.
Oh, that's
than
totally
Latin.
My wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, so, Amy, it's totally Amy. Right,
Bobby. I think it could be your. I feel like we should all get together and do this.
I think I'm retired.
I don't think so.
I think I'm done.
I feel like I'm going to rush the stage tonight at Radio City.
Well, after the show tonight, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm ever gonna. I think
never say never.
If this is true.
I just, like, if you, okay, here's the thing. If you had a trio week and mm-hmm. you were like, come back for trio week, I don't know if I could, I don't know. Like, because you're dancing on the show next season.
I mean, even if I picked an awesome 90s jam throwback.
Only if you called and were like, hey, I can teach this to you
mm-hmm.
in 3 days. I couldn't do it with another partner.
No.
Because you had to learn how to teach somebody that has never done it that way.
Yeah, it's different. It took a minute for me too. I'm usually really quick at figuring out how to teach people and how to break down what they need. And it took me a while to figure out how to get the moves through to you.
How did you get the moves through to me?
Honestly, repetition was our thing.
That's why it took so long.
It was like 8 hours a day of the same 12 counts.
Yeah, it was.
That's not even an exaggeration.
We didn't move very fast, for sure. But
well, it got quicker towards the end.
What'd you do with your trophy, your mirror ball? Where is it?
Oh, it's sitting up. So it traveled around with me for quite a while. It's a she, by the way. She traveled around with me for quite a while. I was in Dominican Republic for a little second. I meant to take her to Australia and completely forgot. And
so you didn't show it to your mom?
I know. I left it sitting on my dining room table and I was in a slight bit of trouble. But now she's up on a mantle. Right as you come up my stairs, it's the first thing that you see with little photos and stuff around it. There's a photo, our photo from the season and other little bits. It's so. I walked back up my stairs when I got back from Australia and saw it again. And I was like, that's right. I finally won that thing.
Am I going to get jealous when you have a new partner? Is that how it works? Do other partners look and go, oh, and compare them?
Knowing you, you're going to compare yourself to my new partner.
I'll probably do all your dances at the same time, train at home.
Can you? Send me videos.
Amy, am I going to get jealous for a new partner?
Who did it better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you probably will check in with her and be like, so, what's he like?
Tell me how he sucks.
Mm-hmm. So, are you all friends? Are you hanging out?
Yeah.
Sharna and I were talking, we went to dinner on Sunday night, and we were talking about how it's like, when you're together as much as we were for basically 3 months.
Yeah.
We were together every day. No days off because I couldn't afford to take a day off.
Yep.
And it was 8, 10, 12 hours a day every day. Like we went through all of the relationship stages.
Yeah.
And not dating, but like we were got along super well. We'd fight one day. We would be great the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a relationship crammed into 3 months.
Yeah, it really was. It's like 10 years in 3 months. You first meet, hi, I'm Bobby, hi, I'm Shauna. 3 weeks later, you're honeymoon period, everything's great. A week later, everything blows up, you're fighting. And then a week later after that, you're working through it. It's like the peaks and valleys of that you go through in 3 months is so intense. You can't have that experience anywhere else. You can't replicate that. I don't know anyone else that would go through that kind of situation other than the people that do Dancing with the Stars.
Without saying anyone's name, have you ever had a blow-up fight with any of your partners that just was like, I don't know if we're even going to repair this?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've torn some of the guys to pieces, especially when they come in with an ego and they're there for all the wrong reasons and they think they're going to get something from me that they're not.
Like hook up with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then when they come in, they don't.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so bad. And then they get this attitude because they're so used to getting whatever they want. And so here I walk in and I just tear them down to pieces about everything that I think of them and why I absolutely wouldn't go there. And then they have a choice. We can either compete and we can be great, or you can, run away with your tail between your legs because you didn't get what you wanted. But I've
That's
lost it.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I've lost it at an athlete, one of the athletes. And we ended up being fine, but I had to lose it at one of the athletes that I danced with to put him in line.
Because, what does that mean, lose it? Did you yell at him?
Oh, yeah. I lost
with the camera on?
No, never. With the camera on, I would never do that because I don't want it to be about that. He just needed to be checked. But I had to let him know that I told him that I'm not going to say it. I told him the most insane things to get through to him about how what I thought of him as a human being at that point and what he was doing to everyone else around him, and to make him realize that he wasn't representing himself in any way that was positive. And so it took a couple of weeks, but eventually he came around. But it was really bad.
Do you ever go out on the floor during the show and you're just in a huge fight and you have to go out and perform during a time when you're just not getting along?
I don't know if there's been... Yes.
Because we didn't have those.
No.
Ours were a day and we were back.
Yeah.
But we never were fighting when it was showtime.
No, we never were. And I wouldn't say that there's anyone that I've had fights with before showtime, but there's been a couple of people that it's just been bad energy and negativity just because the week was awful. The dance isn't ready, but, for whatever reason, for our own complications throughout the week, and just the energy is off. So there's no, camaraderie between the two of you, teamwork and positive. It's just like, yeah, let's just get this done.
Wow.
And that's awful. That is the worst. That's when my job feels like a job. Every other time, it's the most rewarding experience to see someone grow and find this confidence and be able to move with my tuition. But then when it becomes like that, it just makes me not want to do it.
Wow, that would be so awkward.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Sometimes Amy and I have to do the show when we're really fighting with each other.
Yeah. And
usually,
it's awkward.
Yeah,
it's
awkward. And usually we're like, we're fighting.
Well, we try to, not address it for a little bit, and then it just... It has to be addressed, so Bobby brings it up, which is good.
And sometimes
then it
on
helps
air.
Us. Yeah,
it's great
yeah,
that
air.
You can address it. I love that. Get out the elephant in the room. For us, it's really awkward if you do, because you only get so much airtime too. So if all you're doing is talking about your fight, then it doesn't. it doesn't show everyone really everything that you're going through in that week. Because in a week, how many emotions do we go through?
Every emotion.
Every emotion. Yeah. So if you're picking out that one fight, you're not seeing the positive stuff that happened too. So we try and manage how much we let our cameras catch us and we do on air.
You know that every time you write anything about me, people assume we're dating again.
I know. What
every
is time that?
If you say anything nice about me or I say anything nice about you, they're like, oh, they're dating again.
I mean, I could say that I love your sweater and everyone's going to think that we're dating.
It's probably her sweater. He probably wore it when he left her house.
Exactly. Yes. That's why.
Which could be the case.
Which could be the case. With this one, it's possible.
Wait, what?
Just kidding. It's very masculine.
I've put on weight since the show ended.
Yeah,
I lost a lot of weight during the show, but I've put it on now. I'm back.
Yeah, me too, but I'm not really excited about that part.
Do you dance when you're not dancing?
It depends on what jobs I have going on. Usually in my off season, if I'm not doing a tour, there's not as much dancing. I'll have a few appearances and maybe do a few masterclasses, but not necessarily. I'll do more of my workout series and create more content. So that's really intense, but that's about a week of intense work. So I really have to go to the gym, get back in Pilates and yoga and like build myself a workout schedule. Otherwise it ain't too good. Otherwise, it gets a little round.
Sharna Burgess is here from Dancing with the Stars, my partner, champion, mm-hmm. all those things.
Yes,
can someone champion. Hire you as a coach? Can someone be like, I want to pay you to come teach me how to dance? Will you do that?
I mean, essentially, yes. If I have the time, I usually love to do some of those things, but it's really time spent. And I don't have a studio that I go and teach at, so it's hiring me. It's usually studios that will hire me to come out and do masterclasses and whatnot. But if someone really wants me for a wedding dance, or if someone has some really big dream to have a dance lesson off me, there's always a way to make it happen.
There's always a way.
Mm-hmm. There's always a way.
There's always a way. Well, anything that you would like to say? Are we dating?
We are not dating.
We are not dating. Okay. That's the story you're going with right now. Great.
Why is it going to be a story?
And then soon you'll have a big announcement.
Yes, very soon there's going to be a big announcement. Hopefully there'll be two big announcements for 2019, but there is a huge one coming in probably the next month that I'm so excited. I'm actually bursting right now that I can't say it, but I really can't because I'll get in trouble. So coming soon.
Lunchbox, anything you'd like to ask her?
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox!
Here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not dating.
No, I know that. But have you made out? No, seriously, have you guys ever made out?
No, we haven't.
Huh.
Is that the one question?
Well,
that's one question,
but you say a big announcement. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're waiting for to announce that you guys are...
Yes, we're dating. And
are you dating anybody?
No, I'm not dating anyone, actually. It's really hard. God, we talked about this at dinner the other night. Dating is just brutal. It's a rough world out there.
Do you feel like you're going to owe the rest of your career? You're indebted to Bobby because he won you the
Mirror
Ball?
I'm indebted to her. I think it's the other way around.
They won it together.
I think we won it together. It was 50-50 teamwork in that one.
It was
but
like
I think
80-20 you. It was not 50-50. I was just holding
Dude,
on.
Dude, you were maximum effort the entire time.
I was
there
holding
is no
on.
Way. There was no. But I would say not indebted, but I would say connected. I am forever connected to this man.
Also, backstage with your other dancers, do they kind of badmouth the win? Like, oh my gosh, you had that dweeb Bobby and you guys didn't deserve to win. Is there a little bit of that? Like,
oh,
let's
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah, of course.
There's a couple people that are still pretty salty
yeah.
about it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who are they?
I'm not
yeah,
saying this.
I'm not
I
saying
don't want her to
anything.
Say
Oh, you just write
that.
It down. I'll say it.
No. I'll
tell you when she's gone and off the mics.
Yeah.
How about that?
But yeah, there is, for sure. And it's a shame, too, because I've been happy for everyone's wins throughout the years, but there's definitely a couple people that are...
Yeah, it rhymes with Grocery Store Row.
Oh,
no!
Joe's
no.
like my best friend from the show. No.
Not at all.
Joe's
a joke.
Joe's our buddy. All right, Sharna, we're going to let you go.
All right.
Thank you for... Well, I mean, we're going to go to New York today.
Exactly.
But thank you for dancing at the show last night.
Of course.
Thank
my
you for
pleasure.
Coming to town. That's a big charity event for us. You didn't have to come. It was awesome. And we got to spend a lot of time together, too, which is good. It was crazy to see you again. That Amy, we were in the car, and that song's playing that when we won our... Little Lauren
yes.
Daigle song. Do you know the one that she's singing as we're looking at the trophy?
Yeah, it came on.
Yeah, it came on as we're there. Yeah.
Did y'all like have a moment?
We were like, what is happening?
Yeah. That is so bizarre.
We feel it all again. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Did it just come on randomly
yes.
when she's in the car?
It was great. I mean, we kept talking and then the chorus came in and I was like, wait, no, I'm getting really emotional just having this song in the background. It was amazing.
Well, thanks to everybody who voted for us and glad to see you again and we're going to go away.
Oh,
yes.
I got a question.
Yes, go ahead.
You said you guys hung out this weekend or Sunday night
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Where'd you spend the night?
At a hotel here in Nashville.
Okay.
Do you believe her?
Nope. Not for all right, one second. Right. Not
done.
For 1 second.
We're going to go. Thank you. Thank you, Sharna. Lunchbox, thank you.
You're, always, you're welcome. You're
love you guys.
Wonderful. All right. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. Hey, let's go over and talk to Jessica in Austin. Hey, Jessica.
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I had a question for you guys. So I noticed that you've been doing a lot more stuff outside of the radio station and stuff like that. And I was wondering how much longer you were thinking that you were going to be in radio and what you and everybody else wanted to do after maybe the Bobby Bones Show.
That's a good question. I love this job. I don't plan to leave unless slash when I go into politics. That's the only time, unless I get fired. But when I decide to run for governor of Arkansas, that'll be whenever I'm done. Now, the caveat is you have to live in Arkansas for a certain amount of time to be the governor, so I might have to go run for Senate. Because you don't have to live there. You can move there and live there for a much shorter time. But that would be the only reason I would get out, because I do love my job. And I plan to do it forever. And I just do TV because that's fun, too. Like, I do American Idol. I did Dancing with the Stars. But that's fun in the books. I don't think I'll ever do that as a full-time career.
Amy, you're a senator because you filibuster?
That just means get up and talk and waste time.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Could you be in a position where you do that?
Sure.
That'd be so crazy to watch you on C-SPAN.
Bones would be the best filibuster ever.
Here's Amy going, like, I want ABC on a network, and Amy's like, if I see you on C-SPAN, that's crazy.
Yeah, C-SPAN. Filibustering.
Yes, because you could get a catheter and everything.
What? A catheter?
So that you can pee, because you can't leave to go pee.
Lunchbox, if the show ended, what would you do?
Oh, reality TV. I mean, I would just be on every audition for Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother, and if they had the challenge on MTV, if they let someone older come in, that'd be me.
You're kind of old, though, for reality TV, huh?
Not Survivor or Amazing Race. They have all age range, but MTV, there's not very many reality shows I could get on in MTV with my age.
Amy, if the show ended, what would you do?
I would be a mom and continue work in Haiti, and I'd have way more time to do that and probably spend more time there.
Eddie, our video producer?
Yeah, I want to open up my taco shop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you serious about that?
I'm dead serious. Like, I would love to end my life with a taco shop.
Well, there you have it, Jessica.
Oh.
Nice.
That's what we would do. Thank you.
Awesome, guys.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to say, guys, real quick, I've been listening to you guys since, like, 2005, maybe 2006, and I love you guys, and I know y'all helped me go through a couple of things in my life when I first started public school, and so I just appreciate y'all, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Yeah, someone called yesterday and was asking about how long we've been together, and Lunchbox and I have been together, how many years, 16 years?
16.
And I still get grossed out by him. We were in the urinal a minute ago. The
were you all next to each other?
Yes. And I walk in.
That's
and
awkward.
He's peeing. That's not whatever. Not awkward.
There's two urinals.
There's a wall.
That's what happens. It's a bathroom.
But he walks out and didn't wash his hands.
Oh.
Like, he finished and just walked. He didn't even do the fake turn the water on because he was near me and he knows I'm such a germaphobe.
You'd rather him do the fake?
I'd rather him wash his hands. But Amy, he buttoned his pants back up and just walked out of the bathroom.
Yeah, we've known this about him.
Yeah.
You
high five?
You want a high five?
No, but you don't wash your hands at all, huh?
Nope.
What about when you touch your baby?
I touch my baby, yeah.
No,
what do you mean?
No, but before you touch your baby, do you wash your hands?
Sometimes. I mean, depends.
Before you eat dinner, do you wash your hands?
Not always. I mean, like, if I change my baby's diaper, if he, you know, has the number two,
yeah,
I'll wash my hands.
What about number
afterwards?
One?
No.
Oh, wow. He doesn't do it for his number one.
Yeah.
I watched him.
Number one for his baby. You guys, number one is sterile.
I don't know about all that.
I don't.
Google it.
No, it's not about that because you're not really touching that, but it's like the.
Like, are you clean?
Yeah. It's a bacteria laden place because it's warm.
It's warm and
yes.
Moist.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Guys.
I know, I hate that word.
It's clean.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Whatever. You play soccer and go to bed and sweat when you sleep and don't shower.
Do you still play soccer and go home without showering?
Yeah. Go to bed. Yeah. Okay. Everyone's my young.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
His version of clean is very different.
I mean, guys. Okay. Amy, when you...
Oh, boy.
You know, I don't know how to say it, but you and your husband talk. Do you shower every time afterwards or do you go to bed?
What?
Exactly.
First of all, you didn't let her answer. Second of all, it's not the same thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You ready for this one? 20-year-old Sergeant Trey Troney saved a man's life with his Saints hoodie and a ballpoint pen. Trey stopped at a car wash on his way home. A man inside was badly injured, so he takes his hoodie off. It's one of those, like, starter-type pullover ones.
Okay.
And he ties it around the man's head to stop the bleeding. The guy was struggling to breathe. He then pulls out an ink pen
and he takes and cleans, like, gets the cleans the tube out, the ink out of the tube.
Yeah.
Takes the tube, made a tracheotomy out of it, stuck it in the guy's throat, and the guy started breathing.
Whoa. Wow.
Paramedics said that his quick thinking made all the difference, and that the man would have died had he not stepped in. They don't say what happened to the dude, like why he was injured, but for sure he tied it up like a tourniquet and then took his pen out, got the ink out of it, like pulled the thing out and then used
hollowed
the tube.
It. Yeah. It's like a straw,
wow,
big
wow,
straw.
Wow, wow, wow.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And he's a Saints fan. Who dat?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Heck, they may win the Super Bowl and the right. Saints. Like, give them tickets to the NFC Championship. All right, there you have it right there. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's really what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
What better way to start off the new year than with the new game? Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. I want to remind you about the show's favorite mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. That's right, folks. Best Fiends is the puzzle game America's talking about. With 5-star ratings on the Apple App Store and Google Play, you will not want to miss out on all the fun, collecting tons of cute characters, and solving thousands of addictive puzzles. The game has been downloaded millions and millions of times because it's absolutely amazing. I had so many tweets, people going, I downloaded Best Fiends. It's updated all the time, so there's always something new and exciting to play and explore. It's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And it's the type of game that never gets boring once you play it, and I think once you start playing, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game, so you're going to love it. Do yourself a favor. This new year, go download Best Fiends for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R. The game is called Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Big night for us last night. Our band, The Raging Idiots, played and made a bunch of money for St. Jude. And Luke Bryan played. And Cole Swindell and John Party showed up and played with us. Big, it was awesome. There's a bunch of pictures up if you want to check it out at BobbyBones.com. So appreciate everybody who came out. Again, we do that for the kids. Everything for the kids. Eddie was at a remote, like a radio station event, right?
Yeah, I was at a mall.
Giving away tickets to our show last night. Have you heard this story about the
Golden
Mall? So people showed up and like they got in a lottery to win tickets, right?
Yeah,
like,
there were two booths. One where I was giving away tickets to the show that happened last night. And I was giving away a pair of tickets. And then the booth next to us, the mall, was giving away a Fitbit. The brand new version of the Fitbit. I mean, I'm saying, I don't know, over 100, maybe 200 people signed up.
For the tickets?
For both.
Okay.
And I go in, pull mine. This girl wins it. She's like, ah, yeah. And then they go to the next booth. They put their hand in there, pull it out. Same girl wins the Fitbit. She won both the tickets and the Fitbit.
Wow.
Dang.
We're all like, let's go to the convenience store right now and buy some lotto tickets.
That's pretty crazy. So she got to keep both?
She did.
Yeah. I guess so, because it was legit.
Wow.
I've never seen that before.
First of all, what are the odds you win anyway, right?
Right.
1 in 100. Then you won it twice? That's crazy.
That's a good
What's
day.
What's the coolest thing you ever won? Think about that, where you just randomly were picked and you won something. Lunchbox?
2 round trip airfare on Southwest Airlines, anywhere they fly.
How'd you win that?
In college, there was some organization they were having, and you buy a little raffle ticket, and it was $2. So I bought a raffle ticket because the girl in my class said, oh, today's the last day. So I was like, okay, I'll buy one for $2. And she called me later, like a week later, and I was like, shut up. And I hung up on her, thought she was pranking me. And then she called me back. She goes, excuse me, did you not want your tickets on Southwest Airlines? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. And guess where that plane took me?
Where?
Vegas. For the first time in my life, I went to Las Vegas, and I fell in love. It was the best thing I've ever won in my life. It was amazing because I was like, free trip, Las Vegas, sign me up. And I went, and I was just in. I fell in love. I fell in love, and I've just been in love ever since. So it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Vegas.
Just the city, yeah.
Yeah, he loves like Vegas.
You ever won anything, Amy?
I guess I have not great luck.
No random winning? Anybody here ever won anything randomly?
So I won one time. It was a trip to get to go fishing at some guy's pond. It was like, you can just unlimited catfish, stock pond. And I'm like, this is cool. So we go, me and my dad, and we're knocking them out. 20 catfish on a stringer, and a wild dog comes out of nowhere, takes all the fish, and runs off in the woods with it. I was like, this is terrible.
Is that the story you made up because you didn't catch any fish?
Yeah.
A wild dog.
Yeah, wild dog.
A wild dog. I won a pie at church once. Like, just randomly winning. That was about
pie.
It.
Like apple pie or something?
It was a chocolate pie, actually. Smart Alec. It's a chocolate pie.
Okay.
And they had a drawing. Like, 20 of us got in, and I won a pie. That's all I can think of that I won one.
I know. I'm like
randomly.
Right.
Like, I've won things where I can, like, compete. But I've never just got lucky.
Airline tickets to Vegas, this guy.
Morgan, number two, you have anything?
Yeah, I won a year's worth of sandwiches from a sub shop when I was in college.
Ooh. How?
That's awesome.
It was a random raffle for my journalism school, put in my name, won it. I got like probably two or three sandwiches a week on that thing.
Did you go get them?
Yeah.
Did you see the Jordan Spieth Chipotle thing?
No.
So Jordan Spieth's a golfer, and he got a black Chipotle card, which is like the black gold card, and you get unlimited Chipotle. Every day, unlimited. So he gave it to his brother who's in college, and his brother was going so much, I pulled the card back.
No way!
No! What?
I love it!
His brother was like hooking his friends up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You probably can't do that, right?
And they give it to Jordan Spieth, who is a multimillionaire.
Doesn't need it.
Knowing he's not really going to use it. It's kind of a status thing. And Jordan Spieth's like, let me give it to my brother. And his brother, again, who's higher education,
hilarious,
is just crushing it with all his buddies. And I think they pulled the card back the last I saw. Yeah, about that. Yeah, whatever.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for another round of easy trivia. Guys, these should be so easy.
I mean,
does it embarrass you when you don't get them right?
Yes.
Oh.
They are easy.
And they're, you know, easy. That we know them, yeah, deep down somewhere.
Somewhere you know them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just is.
Sometimes it slips your mind.
Yeah.
Easy trivia.
Come on.
Question number one. We'll do five of these. It's so easy.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Especially when you're looking at it, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're under the pressure.
It's so easy. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Come on. The Mona Lisa? The only guy I know.
Okay. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Yeah. I'm in for the win.
I think I'm saying it right.
Everybody, oh. Eddie, you in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Amy first. Amy, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, she says. Lunchbox.
Only person I can think of is Van Gogh.
Eddie.
They say that Da Vinci, this was his self-portrait.
The answer is Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah! Yeah!
Amy and our producer Eddie got it right. Lunchbox, I'm sorry, not right.
When you said Leonardo, I thought I was wrong.
And he's like Ninja Turtle, huh?
Yeah.
Question number two. Easy trivia. The outermost layer of the Earth is called what?
I'm in. The ground?
The outermost layer of the Earth.
Write it down, Lunchbox.
The floor. Linoleum.
You know what?
In my house or out of my house?
I got it. I'm in for the win. I
carpet.
Know this.
Hardwood floor.
Amy.
Crust.
Lunchbox.
Crust.
Eddie.
Crust.
All right, everybody gets that one right.
Woo!
Easy trivia. Number three. Who was the second person on the moon? You all know Neil Armstrong was the first person.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who was the first person on the moon? Neil Armstrong. Who was the second person on the moon?
What? Neil Armstrong is the only astronaut I've ever heard of.
You ever heard of John Glenn?
Nope. Well, don't give him the answer.
Oh.
John Glennon was in the Beatles.
Sally Ride.
Yeah,
Sally Ride, Buzz Aldrin, Minnie.
Sally who?
Sally Ride. You don't know Sally Ride?
I know
Ride,
Sally Field.
Sally Ride. Field. Yeah.
She's an actress.
There you go. We just named five astronauts there.
And was one of those the answer? I have no idea.
All right.
I'm in for the
everybody
win.
Everybody in. Let's go to Amy.
Buzz Aldrin?
Excuse me?
Oh, boy.
Is that not his last
oh,
name?
Oh, boy.
Buzz Aldrin?
Is that not right?
What? His name's not Buzz Aldrin.
What is
Lunchbox?
It?
I got Buzz Aldrin because he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Buzz so. What?
Aldrin. He put Buzz Aldrin.
So he has to be. Buzz Aldrin.
The
shoot.
Answer was Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah!
Well, I mean, I was close.
Buzz Aldrin.
Would you have accepted Buzz?
Would I have what?
Would you have
accepted?
You're not even talking right.
Would you have accepted Buzz? What?
Would you have accepted Buzz?
No. Okay. I would have accepted Aldrin.
Because I almost wrote Lightyear.
Oh, my
Buzz
goodness.
Lightyear. Okay. Easy trivia. Who wrote Macbeth?
Huh?
Oh, Eddie's winning 3-2 right now. Who wrote Macbeth?
What is Macbeth?
I'm in.
Okay. It's in McDonald's, dude.
Ronald.
Check it out.
Grimace.
I mean, there can only be one person.
The Hamburglar?
I'm in for the win.
This Hamburglar.
Amy, who wrote Macbeth?
Shakespeare.
Lunchbox?
Only person I know that wrote back in the day was Shakespeare.
Eddie?
Shakespeare.
Yeah,
there you go. Woo!
All right, now we're the last one.
Shoot.
This is easy trivia, right?
Yeah, easy trivia. The study of weather is called what?
Huh? Every question, you're going to do that?
The study of weather is called what?
The study of weather.
I'm in.
I am in.
Oh, how would you say that, though?
I know what they do. Okay, I'm gonna go with this.
Eddie, you're gonna go last because we'll see if you get it, you win.
Okay.
Hold on. He's up one.
I think I have it right too.
Lunchbox, we'll go to you first.
Well, I was gonna say meteorologist, but that's the person that does the weather on the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say meteorology.
Meteorology.
Yeah.
How confident are you feeling that?
100%.
Yeah, that's right. Amy.
Oh yeah.
Meteorology.
There you go, Eddie. If you get this, you win. Eddie, you've been dominating games lately. I hate to say it, but you've been crushing.
So I failed this class in college 3 times.
Oh, gosh.
What?
3 times.
Why'd you take meteorology?
Why did you take it three
times?
Why
did you take it twice?
I was in broadcast journalism, and that was part of it. Meteorology.
Three times?
3 times. And the fourth time, my professor goes, dude, I'm just going to give you a D. Get out of here.
Wow.
Like, no more.
So for 2 straight years, you took meteorology?
That's right.
Like, what was hard
for you? By the way.
There's a lot of math in it. Thank you.
You failed meteorology.
Oh, my gosh. Cumulonimbus clouds and cirrus clouds and all those.
Nimbus. You're combining two, yeah.
Whatever. See, I didn't retain any of that stuff.
Well, you won the game.
Yeah!
See, it turned into something later on. A game.
A game, and I won it.
But there he is, our big winner, Eddie.
Come on!
Our big winner here. There we have it. The Bobby Bones Show. We had a psychic on the show last week, and she did a reading for me. What'd you guys think about that, first of all? You guys over there.
Come on.
What a joke.
I don't believe that stuff.
Why?
Everything she said was stuff you talk about. Like, it's out there, open facts that everybody, if you listen to the show or read your books, knows about you. So for her to come on, it was so vague.
So
she did give you information about your love life.
To be fair, it's Amy's cousin, by the way.
Yes.
And yeah. I'm not defensive because I believe in it. I don't. I guess I'm just defensive because I want to support her.
So Amy, I was not pushed any further to the side of it's real. But I was listening. She said that I wouldn't have a girlfriend this year. Maybe the end of the year someone comes in.
Yep.
That I could possibly be the president. What else she say about
she
me?
She said you wouldn't be the governor of Arkansas.
Come on.
But you would need to be governor, I feel like, to be president.
No, I could be a senator.
Okay. Well, that's in the running? Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. I didn't think about that. She did say you would be in politics.
Of course.
She said the Raging Idiots wouldn't have a hit this year. Like, that's all come.
Yeah, all that. So that happened. Then Amy talked to her after the show, and she was afraid to say other things on the air.
Well, she just didn't know how much you wanted to know about the presence of your mom and your grandmother, who are both, they've died.
Yeah.
So they were big parts of your life, but you probably don't really talk to them now.
What do you mean talk to them?
Well, because she said they're all around you. They're with you a lot. But I don't know what that means. Like if they're with you when you're doing, I don't know.
Number two?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like, stop watching me.
Close the door.
But she said that your mom and your grandmother, they took her through your childhood so she could see more of it and how hard it was at times. And that you as a kid had to be in survival mode, raising yourself. And that you've carried that into adulthood, constant survival mode. She feels like you're just living in that. And while you're getting a little bit better at it, she really feels like you could be much freer than you are now. But I think that requires you doing more time with her.
Of course. It costs more money to.
Yeah.
No, it was free.
I know,
it was
but
a free
like,
reading. But
you
feel like you
notes?
Got like a full. Yes. And then she also said you, like your heart, all she kept seeing was your heart and how truly amazing it is.
Like healthy,
you have a big
or,
heart.
Oh, like, got it.
Like a big, caring heart. And she feels like that is going to allow you to do big things. And given your circumstances growing up, she's sort of shocked by your heart. But you have a lot of empathy.
There are two things that happen when you grow up very poor. One, you either keep everything, you're very selfish, or you give away everything because you understand what it's like. I hope to think at times I'm 51% more giveaway. I just want to be more that way. Because I think I do.
According to her, your heart leans that direction for sure. Like, you're not someone. Now she does see great wealth in your future.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Okay. But
probably give it away, though. That's what I do now. I'm like Robin Hood.
But you're not someone that's going to become a greedy, wealthy person. You're going to be a very giving, wealthy person.
Yeah.
There's other issues with you becoming wealthy.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, part of your survival mode is blocking people out so that you can't get hurt.
Yeah.
Because you have abandonment issues, and so you have to free that up, or you're going to be a lonely, wealthy
person.
I'll
never free that up.
That's not true.
I've gotten better at it. I've been to a lot of therapy. I've been to talk to a lot of people. I've gotten a lot better. I'm just trying to get 1% better. That's it, all the time, 1% better. I'm just not going to be, like, cured. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this? You think it's true?
Just the same stuff
Again,
that we all know, that generic, that we've always talked about.
There's nothing like jarring where it's just like, wow, that's a bold prediction.
Like, it's going to be like, your girlfriend has blonde hair.
Yeah, and her name's going to rhyme with whatever.
Yeah, it's going to start with a C, and you're going to meet her at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's what I wish, though. But is that... but
right, like a big life event's going to happen on March 3rd. Give me something that I can nail down. This generic, oh, you may meet a girl by the end of the year.
Well, no crap.
Anything else?
I don't know. You have to, apparently, what you have to do is tap into your higher self.
Okay.
Oh, I need to tap into something.
What's the high? Okay.
What's up? Okay.
Listen, I don't know. I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, there you have it.
Is that weird to you? Like when they talk about your mom and your grandmother, like it's just weird?
Yes.
No.
No. Really?
No.
She tells me my mom's with me right now, too. I'm like...
I don't believe it, but I don't not believe it. I can't prove it's wrong is the thing. I don't believe it, but I also can't prove it's wrong. So who am I to go, no way.
Yeah.
Can't prove it's wrong.
Well, next time I see her in person, she said she wants to give me a rundown of what my mom's been saying to her.
Do you have any crystals? Can I get one of those?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yes, she does. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I've got cleaning tips to help stop spreading the flu because flu season is definitely kicking into high gear. I know a lot of people that actually have it right now. So what you got to do is if you know you have a sick person in your house, you quarantine them.
Yeah, you make them kick them out.
Mm-hmm. If someone coughs, sneezes,
go on the street,
or even talks, the germs can spread as far as 6 feet, even just talking. And the flu,
don't talk.
The flu virus can live on surfaces for 24 hours. So if the sick person touches something, disinfect it immediately. And then, I mean, there's common tips here, like.
But people don't know common tips.
Okay. Well, if you've got a little basket where the tissues are going, make sure you empty that out like as much as possible and take it outside to the trash. You can open your windows. Doesn't have to be for long because it might be cold, but to circulate some fresh air.
That's a thing.
That's a thing, they said. And then you, if you're doing laundry for the sick person, make sure you put it in a basket and then wash it. Don't like hug the laundry. I'm guilty of that. Like I'll go get all my kids' laundry and I hug it. Like it's close to me.
You need a hug?
No, but I mean that's how I carry it.
Boo-boo needs some
I
loving?
Squeeze it all the way to the laundry room and I'm like, ew, I'm probably getting all their dirty germs all over my clothes when I hug it. I should put it in a basket.
Also get a flu shot. Yeah.
Has everybody gotten theirs?
I don't even want to know if everybody, because if you say no, I'm going to go crazy.
So I have not.
Not saying anything. I have not either. Come on.
Hey, don't worry, Bones. I got you. I got it. High five.
Now I'm not
that's
touching
because your wife made you.
Right. Well, that's true.
Hey, however you get it. Amy, what else?
Okay, so here's an app that helps you find cheap groceries. It's called Basket. And what you do is you type in the app, tell it what you need to go buy, and then it'll tell you the best place around you to do it. Which I think is super cool because you might just, if you've got a couple of grocery store options near you, if you're looking for an item, it'll tell you which store has it for the cheapest.
What's it called?
Basket.
Basket.
You're like, get bananas from this place and then I'm going to go across town.
You're going to spend more money on gas.
No, yeah. It says it'll tell you the places around you to do it. I don't think it's going to send you to another city because it's a dollar cheaper.
Louisville. They got the best peaches, right?
Spaghettios are
you need
real
Tide,
cheap.
Right? Little Rock's got 42 cents off your Tide.
Whatever. I just saw that might be a helpful app.
Go
I don't
ahead.
Know. And lastly, I have the worst mother-in-law of the year award.
Go ahead.
I'm handing out to a mother-in-law that told... her kids.
How did you know about my mother-in-law?
Yeah, there he goes.
Listen, these are her grandkids.
Remember what Lunchbox told his mother-in-law?
Yeah, go. Wait, what
no, I said, are you
effing kidding me?
Yeah,
he used the bad word.
During a board game.
It was during aggravation. She was letting my wife win.
Yeah. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so the mom and the dad are on a way on an emergency trip. So the mother-in-law was watching their kids, and she decided to tell them... This isn't funny, but it's awful that their parents had died.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh. And that they would be living with her forever.
This is a joke?
The mom and dad came back and they were furious. And some people suggested maybe their mother-in-law had a mental disorder, maybe dementia. Well, they were so concerned about it. They had her tested and it turns out her brain is just fine.
They had her tested?
She okay?
Good thing we don't test everybody for all the bad jokes we have here.
Wow. No.
We constantly be in that
she
place.
She wasn't like really joking. She was like going crazy, but she admitted that she did it for revenge. Mm. And I don't know what her son or daughter did to make her mad, but that was her revenge on her kids was to tell her grandkids that her parents.
Wow.
Like, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, that sucks.
Let's do that thing we used to do all the time. What's wrong with people? No.
Oh, no.
Listen,
well,
people.
Bobby's supposed to
okay,
do
Bobby used it. To say, we used to tell stories sometimes, and if it was a crazy person, Bobby would go,
what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? So that's now you do it.
Okay. No, y'all don't want to play
do
with
it,
like
do it. We'll do it.
Okay. So that's why I like this story. Okay. So this mother-in-law, crazy. What's wrong with people? That guy, you're supposed to do it. Okay.
Well, you don't do it as good.
Yeah, you gotta like hit it hard.
I bet people did it in their car.
Hit it hard.
Me.
You gotta hit it hard.
You're laughing.
Like when
you
I do it,
it,
I'm like, "What's wrong with people? What's wrong with people?"
Okay.
All right, you do that.
Okay. Okay. What's wrong with people?
I mean, this doesn't click.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Amy. All right.
Rude. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Sharna Burgess, my former dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, who came by today. Thank you to all of you who listened. Thank you to everybody in the studio. You're all wonderful people.
Yeah, we are.
What's going on today, Amy?
Not a lot. Probably just kids stuff. I mean, seriously, my kids are home the majority of the day now. I used to have hours free. Not anymore.
Because they have homeschool half days?
They go to school for 3.5 hours a day.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I mean, awesome for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love it.
I wouldn't like that.
It's bad for mama.
I mean, no, it's not bad. We're actually getting a lot of time together. I love that I do get to see them more. And they seem to be in better moods because they're not grumpy and tired when they get home.
Do you let them take a nap when they get home?
No, they don't take naps.
Oh.
They're 11 and 8. Well, I mean, if they wanted to take a nap, but they don't want to.
Oh, I'd force them to take a nap.
No.
I would take a nap.
There's sometimes where I know my 8-year-old needs a nap, but I can't force him. He's 8.
I am headed to New York. I have a Dancing with the Stars live show tonight. Last one. Then I retire officially. Leave my shoes, my pants, everything on the dance floor.
Okay, you're saying that, but
there's nowhere else for me to dance. And I don't.
The club.
Not the same.
On a Saturday night.
With a bottle full of bub.
Not the same. But yeah, Sharna and I are going up. And after tonight, I'm done. I retire the champion. And that's it. Lunchbox, what are you doing today? Anything?
Yeah, I'll be hitting the nap circuit.
Oh, you
for
are?
Sure. Yeah.
You going on tour?
Yeah, I'm going on tour, and I will not retire after today. I will nap, and I will hopefully nap later this week.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Ryan Hurd in tomorrow? Yeah, Ryan Hurd is in tomorrow. And then on Friday, Maren Morris will be in. So we got a good couple days for you. Appreciate you. See you guys.